singing or speaking this morning. So I've been asked to share just a little bit about this concert. I don't know if you guys have heard about this concert that we're planning and preparing for. You've probably seen posters or things like on your Facebook feed. It's probably been coming at you in different ways, or just the excitement of me talking about it. It's for scheduled for October 1st, Saturday. So if you haven't marked your calendars yet, I encourage you to do so. For this concert, this is kind of this thing that God has been calling me toward over the last several years. You know, he sometimes plants a vision in you before you really know how to ever start, begin the process of ever doing it. And so he plants the dream, and then you kind of wait and wonder and go and move and wait, and then it kind of comes. But for this concert, we're bringing in various expressions of the arts, including visual arts, which will be displayed around this sanctuary, dance, spoken word, and music as a means of hope, healing, and reconciliation in our city. Making ourselves as artists vulnerable to the process of collaboration for this larger scale event. There are many, many moving parts happening to make this night possible. People, many people giving of themselves for something bigger than themselves. So I've hired a choreographer. We're literally building out this stage and laying Marley flooring, a temporary stage. We're not like taking over the sanctuary. Building out the stage, laying flooring, hired a choreographer who I said, you know, go, let the Lord, you know, I gave her the songs that she's going to be choreographing for, and go, let the Lord shape this thing. You know, communicating with people and lots of open hands to let the Lord sort of build this thing and put it together. I have literally been in tears watching rehearsal footage of these dancers. Some of them I had never met these dancers before. They just believe in this project and believe in what God is building. Visual art, I'm bringing in a featured visual artist. She was the former resident artist at All Souls in the All Souls Church here in Charlottesville. And she, the theme of her work, of her body of work, is reconciliation. She's actually painting specifically for this event, and will be displaying some of her work here. There's also many other artists creating for this event. There are so many of them that I couldn't even fit them all their names on the poster, on the concert poster. We're bringing in a children's choir, a local children's choir, Higher Voices, which I love, and other musicians and singers from the community. I was really intentional about who I asked. You know, we have a limited space here. I couldn't just open the door wide to everybody to just come join. So some from local churches and just many different backgrounds, people who God is calling and drawing a song out of. My vision and desire is really, or has been, and is to facilitate a wide spectrum of artists coming together in the creative process, furthering them in their craft and calling to see beyond their limitation. This is something I didn't have when I was being formed as an artist, you know, like when he was calling me to write songs or move into this area. I didn't really have anybody shepherding me through that process. I had other shepherds, other types of shepherds, but nobody to shepherd me as an artist. So I just love to see, like, kind of nurture people and then just nudge them in and just say, go. That's kind of what I'm feeling called to do through this. And ultimately hoping to empower them and embolden them for kingdom work. So I've spent this last year and a half basically writing and arranging music for this concert. And the songs are really just meant to serve as catalysts for all these other expressions of the arts coming together, kind of to facilitate that collaboration. So like most of you know that I've been writing in the past and have been recording, working with a producer, you know, working with many musicians, playing in different venues. So like, what's the big deal about this event? Why am I speaking about this event? Well, you know that sailing term, tacking? So it's like you're going somewhere, but you kind of have to do certain things to go somewhere. I feel like I've been tacking these last like 5, 7, 10 years. And it's been good. It hasn't been like turning to the right or turning to the left or, you know, rebellion or whatever. It's just been doing the necessary thing, responding to what the Lord is doing. But this year, I felt like that clarion call to hoist the sails. You know, let the wind be at your back. You know, my spirit
at your back, you know, go. And so I've been putting my hands to the task. You know, when you get that call, you do. You know, you want to be in that place to say yes. You don't want to, you know, how I would have been like 10 years ago when you all knew me as a broken girl. So that's what I'm responding to. That's this concert, preparing for this concert is moving in that direction, like responding to that now word, that true north word of the Lord. One way, just practically, this looks like at the very, very end, this is the end. One way I've responded to that now call or that now season is just I've joined this community of artists called The Farmhouse, which is basically a, like a studio and co-working space for artists, entrepreneurs, community leaders. So you're working right alongside other artists who are listening to the Lord. You know, you're rubbing shoulders with kind of like-minded, community-minded people. So that's just been life to me. And I've got to meet some great people in the community. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you have this thing growing on the inside of you or a vision, you feel ill-equipped for it, you know, just let the tack, you know, just let it happen. And that season, you know, will happen. It's one of those suddenly things that we hear about often in the church. So thank you for hearing my heart. Thank you. I'll just call you up, Maddie.